especially in this era right now, I think with tough economic times, there are probably a lot more people out there that are just one paycheck away from homelessness, or at least from not paying their bills. And if you're always on the verge of homelessness, you must have a sense of not knowing what tomorrow brings. And I don't know what that's like. We are all the same, as told to me, Jennifer Bowen. I remember hearing my mother cry, though she did her best to hide the tears. She never wanted me and my little sister to feel afraid, insecure. "The water will only be off for a day," she'd say, forcing a smile. She would give us some crackers or popcorn and wrap her arms around us. I overheard some of the phone calls. "Can I just pay the past due amount?" she'd ask the utility company. I was poor, but growing up, I didn't realize it. I didn't realize we were different from anybody else. Homelessness was not a word I ever heard someone say to describe us. We never slept in a car, on a park bench, or under a bridge. Now, at 26, I realize we were often on the verge of homelessness. I was just 9 when our house burned down. My dad died in the fire. My mom was pregnant with my little sister. It may sound harsh, but my dad dying in that fire was likely for the best. He was very abusive. If he hadn't died, I don't know what would have happened to my little sister. I didn't want what happened to me happened to her. We lost everything in that fire. My grandmother lived close by and helped us some, but she had very little. My mom cried when we had to go to the food bank. As a little girl, I didn't know why that was so upsetting. One of the biggest hurdles people living in poverty must overcome is asking for help. If you've never been poor, really poor, you don't understand that. My mom had health problems. Some years, birthdays and Christmases were celebrated, but there were no presents. My mom doled out love instead, for my sister and me. Watching a video with mom was as big a deal to us as a trip to the circus was for other kids. Mom began taking us to church after my grandma started going. I loved the music, the preaching, and the warm smiles people gave me. I didn't realize it was a church founded to minister to the poor and disenfranchised. I thought everyone was the same. When I hit the teen years, all was not so rosy. The realization we were not like everyone else took hold of my mind and heart. I became very judgmental of others. I decided if I couldn't have what they have or be like everyone else, I would just go through life with an angry chip on my shoulder. I was mad all the time, quit going to church, and I nearly flunked out of high school. Then one day in math class, I watched the girl next to me yell and cuss at the teacher. "Is that what I look like to other people?" I asked myself. It was a turning point. I began focusing on school and even won awards for my vocal talents. I graduated from high school and earned 2 associate degrees. I now work full-time and I'm buying my own home. My goal is to be a teacher. I'm back at church singing and worshiping with the people who gave me unconditional love. I greet those who come from under the bridge or a shelter and pray with those who are one paycheck from homelessness. I give them clean clothes from the church's clothing bank or serve them breakfast. We are all the same in God's eyes. I have learned joy is not an emotion based on circumstances. You can teach yourself to be joyful, but you have to know what it looks like. I grew up poor. I know what that's like. I also know what joy is.